1 Corinthians chapter 12 today, or tonight. We're going to pick up where we left off this morning. We're going to start reading in verse 4 and read through verse 11 this evening. We're talking about spiritual gifts, and as I said, we started this message this morning, and we're going to continue hopefully to verse 11 tonight. And we're going to begin reading in verse 4, even though we covered 4 this morning. We're not going to repeat this morning, but so that the scriptures go together, we will read verse 4 tonight. Once again, let's stand as we read from the Word of God. I remind you, as we open our Bible, this is the Word of God. We are literally hearing from God as we read these precious words. Verse 4 says, "There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are there are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He will." Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, as we open Your Word tonight, open our hearts and our eyes, our understanding, that we may know You and grow in You, Lord. And use the gifts that You've entrusted to us for Your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. As I said this morning, we got down to verse 4. And verse 4 talked about diversities of gifts, how that God has gifted different people in different ways, but it all came from the same Spirit, and that Spirit is, of course, the Holy Spirit. And now, tonight, as we pick up there in verse 5, we pick up with there are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. Difference of ministries, but the same Lord. Now, that phrase ministry, it's the role of serving in a particular task, okay? I believe with all my heart that God has placed every individual here on this earth for a specific purpose. And I believe with all my heart that He will equip you, to accomplish that purpose. And that's what this is talking about. It's talking about ministry opportunities and how the Holy Spirit gifts people in different ways to minister in different areas. My goodness, I'm glad everybody's not a preacher. We'd get tired of preaching, wouldn't we? I'm glad that we're all different. There are different ministry opportunities. There's teen ministry, seniors ministry, teaching ministry, administrations, finance. There's outreach. There's benevolence. There's security ministry, VBS, Awanas, and on the list will go. But that's not all. And what I want to remind you of this evening is that there is a place for you to use your gift. Okay? There is a place for you to use your gift. But you do not have to hold some official title such as pastor to use that gift. The church did not give you your gift. God's Holy Spirit gave you your gift. Don't wait on the church to elect you to, and you can fill in the blank, before you begin to serve. There's every day that you live, you have been gifted by God. Use your gift where you are. Don't wait for somebody else, and don't make excuses. You need to use the gift that God has given you. If you see a need, address it. You know, in this church, in churches in general, we do tend to wait. Well, you know, I'm not elected as a deacon, or I'm not elected as a teacher, or I'm not elected, and we think, well, that's not my job. Listen, this church is not your boss. God is your boss. He has gifted you, given you specific abilities through this, through the Holy Spirit. And He expects you to use those gifts, whether it be in teen ministry, whether it be in college ministry, whether it just be in helps. Did you know there's a spiritual gift of helps? There is. Some people are just good at helping. If you're good at helping, guess what you should do? Help! Don't sit and wait and think, well, the preacher should tell me to do something. No, no, no. Don't sit and wait for the church to elect you to do something. You see, when it says there are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord, the idea is that we've all been gifted in different areas to serve in different ministries, but there's one Lord that unifies us all together. That word Lord, of course, sometimes we forget what that means. That word means owner. It means the one who has legal authority over his property. You, your gift, are a property of the Lord Jesus Christ. He owns you, bought, paid for you by the blood, by His blood. And He's through His Holy Spirit, He's given you that gift. Use it. We're all working for Jesus. We all have the same boss, right? The question is He happy with our performance? I wonder, you know, in different jobs, they have performance evaluations every once in a while. Do you ever ask God, how am I doing? Or are you bold enough to ask that question? Lord, am I using that gift You've given me? He owns the ministry. He has authority over it all. Look around you. The children that you see, they're His children. You think, well, they belong to their parents. No, they actually belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know? And these people, the adults that you see, they belong to Jesus. And all we are, as His children, we're nothing more than stewards of God's gift that He's given to us so that we can minister among His children. Right? We're nothing more than stewards of that gift. And I think it's very beneficial for us to say, Lord, how am I doing? Show me where I need to do better. Show me how I can improve. There are many ministries, many ministry opportunities, the same Lord, owner of them all. There are diversities of activities, but the same God. Now, that word activity is pretty interesting. Sometimes I get frustrated in that different translations translate it differently, and I always want my translation to be right. But the New King James Version translated it as activities. When we think of activities, we think of ministries. That word does not mean activities. And the New American Standard did get it right. It's the effects. There are diversities of effects. The same God is what that is, literally what it says. And the New American Standard does read that way. And when we observe various ministries, bottom line is this: we see various results. We see various ministers, people using their gifts. God uses them in different ways to accomplish different things and different levels. Okay? What I'm driving at is this. I'll give you an example. Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. Wouldn't you have liked to have heard that message? Must have been something as the Holy Spirit was empowering those men. But when he preached, 3,000 souls responded to His message, and they were added to the church that day. I would love to be a part of a service. I wouldn't even have to preach. I would just love to see a service where 3,000 people called upon Jesus to be their Savior. Peter was a successful minister of the gospel. But let's do some comparison. You have Peter. He preached 3,000 souls were saved. Then you had Paul. Paul preached at Philippi. You know what happened to Paul at Philippi? Paul at Philippi was beaten. And then for good measure, they threw him in the bottom of the prison. The deepest part of the prison. Now, if you compared those two, in our eyes, Peter and Paul, we would say, well, Peter was more successful than Paul. He must have been a better preacher because there were more people, you know. He preached that day on the day of Pentecost. No. When you look at Paul's preaching at Philippi, yes. He was rejected, beaten, and thrown into prison. But that night, do you remember what happened? They were singing praises to the Lord, and the Lord sends an earthquake and opens the jail, right? And the jailer took out his sword and was going to kill himself. And Paul shouted, "Do yourself no harm. We're all still here." And you know what that jailer did? He took Paul home. And you know what Paul did? Paul preached the gospel to that jailer and to his family. And that jailer and his family were saved. Now, I went through all that to give you this. Okay? There are diversities of effects, but the same God is the one that empowers all the effects or brings about the end result of every ministry. Do not think, you know, people that, well, I'm not, you know, I'm not that important because, listen, you're not God. You're not God to evaluate your ministry and decide, well, I'm not nearly as important as somebody else. And my ministry is not nearly as vital as somebody else. If you're the Philippian jailer, I promise you this, you're very glad that Paul preached the gospel to him. You see, you are a minister. Okay? So, oh, no, I'm not, Brother Doug. Yes, you are. God has gifted you. He has empowered you through the power of His Holy Spirit to use the gift that He's given you. And you are put on this earth for a specific purpose. And God determines the result. That's that whole line there. God decides the result. You see, it was God that opened the prison doors when Paul was in prison. It was God that saved that Philippian jailer. And it was the same God that saved that Philippian jailer that saved the 3,000 on the day of Pentecost. Never downplay your gift. Never. If God thought it was important enough to gift you, then your gift is important. And God did think it was important enough to gift you with a spiritual gift. Paul described it like this, and I love this part. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 and 7 says, "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, or he who waters, but God who gives the increase." You've been gifted. Use that gift. Let God give the increase in His own way. After all, it's all about Him anyway, right? Use your gift that God has given. Then verse 7, But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Now we're going down this line by line of what Paul's talking about. Of spiritual gifts and setting the church at Corinth straight about spiritual gifts. Now, we're not covering it all. We didn't cover it all this morning. We're not covering it all tonight. We can't get there, right? But here, I want you to understand what your spiritual gift is. Verse 7, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one." You know what that word manifestation means? It means to make something visible. to make it clear, to make it clearly seen, and to make known, to reveal, right? Your spiritual gift is a manifestation of the Spirit for all to see. That's what this means, right? Your spiritual gift should be a flashing sign for the world to see God working in your life, right? Your spiritual gift is that revelation to everybody else that God is God. Think how profound that is. I mean, we like to talk about God living in us, and He does, and we are indwelled by the Holy Spirit, you know? And we like to talk about that, but stop and realize what this is saying. He's not only living within us for us to know, He's living through us for everybody to see. That's the idea of spiritual gifts. Whatever your gift is, you are revealing the Holy Spirit of God for the world to see. Isn't that cool? Now again, if you ask yourself the question, Lord, how am I doing? Are they seeing God? Daily, are they seeing God in your life? And in my life. That's the point here. Because that's your gift. Again, you don't just use that gift in when we're gathered as a church body. You use that gift every day of the week. Use that gift among lost people. And know what it's for. Okay? Manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Literally, that Greek, it's one Greek word, and it means the common good. Your spiritual gift is not for you. See, sometimes we get caught up in how we look and all that, and how others perceive us, and we want this image thing. Your spiritual gift is given so that others can see God, not you. And I truly believe that this is the reason that we become dissatisfied in our faith. You know, and you hear comments like, well, I'm just not happy. I just don't feel. Are you using the gift that God has given you? Are you using it daily? Yeah. And when you're using it, you're not using it for yourself. You're using it for the benefit of others. I want to tell you, there's nothing more fulfilling as a child of God than to know that you have used your gift and been a blessing to somebody else. Have you ever noticed that? You know, and people say, oh, thank you for blessing me, and all the while you're standing there thinking, oh no, I'm the one that's blessed here. Your spiritual gift is for the profit, the common good of the entire church, of everybody you come in contact with. Now let's talk about, in closing, let's wrap this up, okay? Verse 8. For to the one is given the word of wisdom, and he's going to go through a list of spiritual gifts. And it's not a comprehensive, all-inclusive list of spiritual gifts. He just named some of the spiritual gifts that were in existence at that time. Verse 8, it says, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. Okay, he goes down this list, and it's not that complicated. The word of wisdom, it's skillful application of God's word. And word of knowledge, it would be unknown information about God. And those you have to be real careful with because, again, in that time they didn't have the Bible. Today we have all the knowledge we need. Okay? Sometimes we need a little extra skill on applying that knowledge. But anyway, that's what it's talking about there. Faith. Do you know faith is a spiritual gift? Something given by God? Absolutely. Healings, miracles, prophecy. And it goes down this list. But I want to point something out. Okay? He goes down this list. He's not focusing the gifts. He's focusing on where the gifts come from. In verse 11, he says, "But the one and the same Spirit works all these things." Here's where it all comes together. Here's the unity of the church. Whatever your spiritual gift is, like I say, we're not going through this list and we're not covering everything tonight. But here's what you've got to know about your gift. Okay? You got it from the same Holy Spirit of God. Since you got it from the same Holy Spirit of God, as I exercise my gift, and as you exercise your gift, there's going to be a unity and a harmony between us that is a God-given harmony. That means as I'm exercising my gift, that I care and I'm interested in you exercising your gift and the ministry God has you involved in. I go back and name the different ministries of the church. Okay? I went down a list a while ago it's a pretty long list as far as the ministry. But I'm the pastor. Brother Josh is the team minister. That means I don't have anything to do with our teen ministry because that's his job, right? Absolutely not. That's absolutely ludicrous, right? I care about our teens. I want to see his ministry prosper. I want to see those kids grow up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. I care about that ministry. Why? Because his ministry is also my ministry because it is given by the same Spirit. Same way with our senior adults. Brother Ken, he's our senior adult ministry. But I still love our senior adults. And I want to see them prosper. And you can take whatever ministry in the church. And that has to be all of our mentality. Whether it's music ministry or VBS or whatever you want to identify. We all should have a heart for and a desire for those ministries. Why? Because one and the same Spirit works all these things. If God cares, I care. And you should care. Amen? I'm so thankful. I am so very thankful. And I'll just be honest with you. These messages are probably more for me than they are for you. This week as I prepared, my notes kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it wasn't so much that it was anything new, but it was a reminder that it's not about me. It's not even about any one individual or a group of individuals. It's about people using the gift that God has given them for the glory of God. And if we're not doing that, we're not doing what God has placed us on this earth to do. And like I say, as I studied this, I realized, you know, I asked the question, Lord, how am I doing? There are some areas that I had to say, I need to do better. I need to do better. And so that's my challenge for all of us this week. How are you doing? You are here. And I don't care if you're 95 or you're 15. You're here for a reason. And that is to be used of God and to exercise the gift that He's given you. How are you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing? You may be here tonight. You don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. My friends, I want to leave you with this. Jesus Christ gave His life as the sacrifice for your sin. He died so that you could have eternal life. He gave Himself because of love for you. He gave Himself on the cross of Calvary so that you could have eternal life. You see, you could never live up to God's standard. The Bible says all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. That's you, that's me, that's everybody. And if you have never called upon Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you've never asked Him to save you. Folks, you need to do that tonight. We're living in, I believe, the last days. This may be the last opportunity you get. And the scare tactics, that's just a statement of fact, right? This may be the last opportunity you get to be saved. I beg you, I encourage you, take advantage of the opportunity, because whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Heavenly Father, as we come to this invitation, I do pray Your will be done. I pray for those in this service who are not saved. I pray that tonight will be the night that they call upon You for salvation. Lord, You know who they are. I do not. So Lord, I pray that You will impress upon them that need, and that they would come to You today before it's too late. Father, You know every other need in this service tonight, whether it be for church membership, following the Lord in baptism, rededication, whatever Your need, whatever the spiritual need is, Lord, I pray that You would open the windows of heaven and that You would answer each need individually, so that when we leave here, we can all leave here with the knowledge of things are right with You. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.